Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
We start out as kids, packing pencils and crayons and filling papers each day with our sketches and dreams. And then we grow up and we figure we have to make real pictures. We try, and you know what? It's not easy. So when I return, I'm going to tell you three secrets, real artist secrets, on how to make every drawing you do better. And more when we return here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
In this third segment, I'm pleased to have as my guest, artist, naturalist, talk show host, Sydney Wildsmith. Welcome to the Wildside News. Thanks. So glad I can be here. You know, you're right. Drawing is something lots of us want to do. And for those of us who love the outdoors, sketching and now journaling are great ways to connect, to relax and discover the power and beauty of the earth. I've been a pretty active artist for many years, and the secret to making progress is really simple. You have to do it. And today, you will. I've worked with thousands of people who want to learn to draw nature. And the first, most important step is the thumbnail sketch. So that's what we're going to learn today. Since this is a visual activity, you'll definitely get the most out of this if you follow along on segment 3 of today's webpage, July 15th. I put together 8 simple steps to better drawing. So grab a paper and any piece of paper, and let's get started. And if you're listening to this live and can't be on the page, well, visit the archives, and you won't miss a thing. You can always go back and redo this. And plus, you can go to the archives if you want to, you know, take this course again, and do it anytime you want, and stop as we go. So with that in mind, I will now tell you, live or archived, I want you to click where it says, on the third segment here, click here to go to the lesson page. Do that. And if you're just listening, you'll get plenty out of this as well. So look at the image 1 on the lesson page. I'll figure this out here very, very quickly here. Look at image 1 on the lesson page. Now, if you're just listening, still listen. You'll learn a lot. Nature drawing secret number 1. In nature, everything is made up of curves. There is not a single straight line in a living world. And not only is everything made up of curves, they are beautiful curves. So I want you to take your pencil and paper. Now, if you're just listening, go ahead and do it. And just start drawing curves, beautiful curves. Not complex, but smooth, long curves. Let your hand just flow along the paper. Next time you go outside, begin to notice the curves in absolutely every living thing. Master the curves, and you are 1/3 there. Let's look at image 2. When you draw, you are making lines. When you draw nature, you are making curved lines. So here's what I want you to do. Draw just 4 overlapping curving lines. Notice you can't tell which one is on top. It's easy to bring lines forward or make them recede on the paper. Here's how. Dark or heavy lines move forward off the paper. Light and thin lines recede into the paper and behind the darker lines. And if you notice on the right-hand image, the effect of this placement. So practice pulling lines forward by making them darker and letting them recede by making them light. Image 3 has 4 little boxes. Value is a term for the darkness and lightness. All drawings will work much better if you make sure to have a full spectrum of values, white, grays, and black. Make your own value study by shading. Some area as dark as you can, others press lighter with pencil for gray, and of course, just draw a box and you have white. So give that a try. Dark, gray, and white. And remember that when you listen from the archives, you can always pause and continue, so you can come back to this and really enjoy this. So let's think about values. Now let's look at image number 4. I mentioned that any good art should have at least 3 values. If you keep all the values somewhat similar in a drawing, as in the first little thumbnail, it is weak and uninteresting. When you utilize all 3 values in a simple drawing, it suddenly has power. Make some very small, little, simple sketches. You can use just shapes or copy the idea in number 4. You will quickly see that some feel better to you than others. This is the beginning of your style. You make the shapes, put in the various values, different values, and all of a sudden something will happen that you know really start to feel the power. Image 5. When it comes to drawing a specific place, this is where it starts to get fun, as you would in a thumbnail sketch. The most important shape is the contour of the land. The shape of the land is the face of the land. That's how you tell where you are. If you, for example, just do this, just draw a kind of a flat horizontal line. Look at that. That line could represent the land in Texas or Kansas. Now, if you take that line and you draw it with little small rising bumps and kind of come back to a baseline, it can sort of look like the Rocky Mountains. If you make those bumps more jagged, it becomes the Tetons. If you draw a series of receding horizontal curves, just kind of across the paper, going back, it starts to look like the hills around San Francisco. And if you make a line with jagged fingers pointing up, it looks like the Four Corners area. See how simple it is to draw a place with a single line? Pay attention to that when you head out. Start looking for the shapes and the face of the land. Now let's think about the thumbnail sketch as in image 6. They are easily done in small rectangles and squares, perhaps 1 by 2 inches, horizontal or vertical, or maybe 1.5 inches square. Make a box. Draw the edges lightly, so if you need to draw beyond them, they won't compete with your sketch. Drawing outside the box is definitely allowed. Now, in your little thumbnail box, let's see how easy it is to do a thumbnail sketch, because that's where it begins. Remember I said that the most important determinant in a landscape is the lay of the land, the contours of the land? Learn to start by drawing a line that represents the closest edge. If you're standing and you just start looking up, you'll start noticing these natural breaks in the land. And they have shapes, and they're almost always going to be some sort of a curve or an edge. So you can always spot them, and as you start looking up, you're going to notice other breaks that are the natural curves. That's what you want to pay attention to. Those are your contour lines. So let's start out by drawing a simple curving line to represent a near edge. And on our practice page here, instruction page, this would be unit 7, or image 7, and you can see there's just one line kind of heading across the page. So now add a second line to represent the next major natural edge. That would be number 2. It may take you a while to learn to see them, but very quickly you'll start to do this. When you go outside, you look for those edges. It's hard to imagine right now, but when you go outside, it'll make sense. Then add a third receding line into the distance behind the others. This could be a distant hill, or it could be a mountain or a ridge. And then add a fourth, and finally you'll hit the skyline, and that's where you stop. In this little sketch I did in number 7, you can see sort of a very familiar lay of the land. Now, let's look at number 8, and you're almost done. See how easy and quick this is? Now that you have just the edges, no details, just edges, it's easy to add tree shapes. Remember, keep them nice and rounded. They'll naturally fit onto the edges where they belong, right close, and also be probably of a similar proportion, because you can see how they fit against the receding lines. Also, start with the details closest to you. Remember, just draw outlines. Don't get too complex. The thumbnail is important in that it is quick, easy, and lacks detail. And now the magic comes. The secret, now listen carefully, is that it doesn't matter where you put the various values, as long as each time you go from one shape to another, the values are different enough to see easily. It's like constructing a jigsaw puzzle with light and dark. What's interesting is that an identical sketch with varying values is dramatically different. Practice. Now, we'll have to keep going, because I have a terrific opportunity for you to learn anytime with walks and journeys. So go back to the main page here, segment 3. You know, a few weeks ago, I was talking with Gary Grimm of Mountain Vision. He has these terrific panoramic visions, and I've gone to his site, and if you click, you'll notice a link, and it'll actually go to some of the images, and you might want to shrink that window a little bit and move the image into the center, and then you can look at that image, and you can see how I've rendered a very quick thumbnail sketch from that image. There's also a second one, another thumbnail image, again, using the Mountain Visions images, and here's the trick. Anytime you want, go to mountainvisions.com, go anywhere within that matrix, go zooming in, panning around, have your sketch, and when you find something that you think would make a great practice thumbnail sketch, work on it. There's literally millions and millions and millions of opportunities to be able to take walks from your home or your office and do thumbnail sketches. And if you do this and you practice and you have plenty to work from there through Mountain Visions, you will be able to master this in no time at all. So that's our thumbnail sketch lesson. We'll be continuing these. You know, next week it's off to New Bedford and a global program for the children of the world. You know, thanks for coming along today. This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios until we meet again here on the Wild Side News.